We sat in the dark, dank courtroom in a rundown building smack dab in the middle of Chebaksary, Russia. The judge grilled us with question after question about why we would want a 9-year-old boy when we had 4 biological children at home. It was obvious he thought we were adopting a child to put him to work. We patiently answered the questions over and over. It took nearly 6 hours, but finally the judge granted the adoption and our son Nikolai became a savage. He was 9 and a half and had lived his entire life in an orphanage. We knew his transition would be challenging. Looking back, that was the understatement of the year. We loved Nikolai, whom we call Kolya, like he'd been ours from day one, but it wasn't enough. The first 9 years of his life had left an indelible imprint upon his head and his heart. Our son is now 22 and has barely begun to dig into the abandonment, trauma, and rejection that were planted in his heart during his early years. Our early life experiences create an invisible blueprint that shapes our thinking, our beliefs, and our behavior. How we were raised, the lessons we were taught, and the home environment we grew up in all formed that blueprint that eventually becomes the framework of how we live our life. Some blueprints, both good and bad, have even been handed down from generation to generation. We carry that blueprint into our adult relationships, including our marriage. Our framework is also affected by previous dating relationships, or for those who are remarried after divorce or losing a spouse, a previous marriage. Premarital decisions and life experience also contribute to our framework. We all have strong parts of our framework that serve us well. We all have parts of our framework that need some remodeling. As we look at the perfection infection in our marriage, unrealistic expectations leading to unfairly comparing our spouse to others, we have to look at our blueprint and how that contributes to our patterns of relating in marriage. We don't examine our past to credit or blame, but simply to understand. Once we better understand our patterns of thinking, we can keep the parts that work and, with God's help, rebuild the parts that need renovation. Mark's story. A great deal of healing has happened within my family on all sides. I want to honor my family and yet provide an honest picture of the blueprint I came into marriage with. As I've already said, my birth father was rarely involved in my or my sister's life growing up. He married another woman and had 2 sons with her. My mom lived with a man who became my stepfather. For the most part, he was the only father figure I knew. As kids, we moved around quite a lot. Sometimes we would live with my grandmother, and sometimes with my mom and stepfather. The environment with my stepfather was abusive and violent. When I examine my blueprint, the violence I grew up in made me deeply insecure and a people pleaser. That's where the blueprint didn't serve me well, and I've had to do some remodeling. But like so much in life, there was good mixed in with the bad. My stepfather did teach me to work hard, to fish, to love the mountains, and to be willing to take a risk in the business world. Before I met Jill, I was living a very reckless life. I worked night and day, partied hard, and pursued one woman after another. I was building a shaky framework for just about every area of my life. The year before I met Jill, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and began to make significant life changes. I have spent a large part of my adult life working to disassemble much of the dysfunctional framework I brought into marriage and rebuild it using God's